the people of the West are starting to tear down their own false idols and the whole quasi-religious secular worship of the rich and all the high priests and high priestesses of ritualistic distraction, frivolity, and materialism. Zionism is colonization. And colonization is a manifestation of cancerous capitalism. And cancerous capitalism is a manifestation of Western supremacy. And Western supremacy is a manifestation of dehumanizing racism and classism. And racism and classism are a manifestation of a culture that has no genuine moral values and can only elevate itself by subjugating others. It's primitive. It's primitive and savage. It's primitive and savage and cynical. And once you realize that your country, your so-called civilization, once you realize that it is primitive and savage and cynical, when you see that that they're like that with others, then you start to recognize that they're even like that with you. They're even like that with their own citizens. You start to realize that you never stop being serfs in the West, and they never stop being feudal lords and feudal masters in the West. And the whole narrative that you grew up believing is just a tapestry of lies. It's a sack that they put over your head so that you could never see what's really going on. But like I said, that tapestry is unraveling today. And they're never going to be able to sew it back together again. Never. I think that the United States had a limited window of opportunity to break up with Israel. They had a limited time period when they could break up decisively with Israel before that toxic relationship infected their whole system. But that time has passed. It's too late. You should have moved decisively against Netanyahu months ago if you didn't want your murderous hypocrisy to be exposed. You should have done something about Netanyahu before it was too late. You know, you're like one of those vampires from the vampire movies who has to get to safety before the sun comes up. But you didn't move fast enough. And now you're dissolving in the daylight in front of everybody. The explosions and the screams from Gaza were too loud to drown out with the soft jazz elevator music of American virtue. And everyone has heard their voices now. And that means that everyone knows that you've been trying to hide the truth from them all this time. You know, people in the West, people in America, and throughout the West, are collectively having their Oscar Schindler moment of clarity and guilt, realizing that while their societies were gorging them on entertainment, on music, late-night talk shows, celebrity gossip, and pornography, atrocities were being committed. Carnage and brutal injustice was being inflicted on innocent people by their countries all around the world, and in their own countries, to be honest. And that they're realizing that the entirety of popular culture and mass media, all of that operated all this time as nothing but an anesthetic to dull their senses and numb their minds to the reality of their own so-called civilization's cruelty and violence. And now that they know, they're ripping out the tubes that pump that anesthetic into their bodies. They're blocking you now. All your celebrities, all your brands, your logos, your propaganda, all the smiling brand ambassadors who've gotten rich off of your neutralization, your exploitation, your nullification, and your desensitization. You thought you were just passing your time when you were binge-watching Netflix. You didn't know that you were being deliberately distracted, deliberately diverted. Your attention was deliberately being redirected so that you wouldn't realize that crimes were being committed every time you press next, next episode, next episode. You had virtual reality goggles stuck on your head so that you wouldn't witness the crimes. And you welcomed those goggles. You welcomed that virtual reality because the actual reality of your own life was so boring and tedious and miserable. They filled your days with drudgery so that you would race to escapism. They filled your life with ugliness so that you would use whatever free moment you had to just passively and vicariously stare at the vapid beauty of celebrities. Oh, they've been drugging you. They've been sedating you for years now, for decades. And all this time, they've been making you the unknowing accomplice to their inhuman oppression and brutality. But the cries from Gaza, the explosions and the cries from Gaza, broke through the white noise soundtrack of triviality and propaganda. You know, that's why they're persecuting the student protesters so hard. Because they're not just opposing Zionism and genocide. But by opposing Zionism and genocide, they're setting off a chain reaction. That chain reaction is short-circuiting the whole system of social engineering and control that has allowed the parasitic elite to ravage the entire planet for years, for decades, without scrutiny or accountability. So they're punishing those protesters because the protesters are saying that they've gone too far, and they can't accept the idea that that there's even such a thing as too far for them. They're not supposed to have limits. They're not supposed to be bound by any sort of moral limitations, much less limitations that are being set by the people. You know, people who they disdain so profoundly that they think they can be replaced by AI and robots. They don't think you matter at all. And it enrages them that you think you do matter. And they're even more enraged precisely because of the way that the protests are being done by the targets of the activism. Because the protesters are focusing on the private sector. They're focusing on businesses, on investments, on financial partnerships, on funding. They're not focusing on politicians. You're supposed to direct all of your outrage and all of your anger and all of your grievances and all of your opposition at the decoys, at the effigies, at the fake representatives of power, the expendable puppet politicians dangled in front of you by the real private sector ruling class. So it's unforgivable that those protesters have torn down the curtain around real existing power and exposed the fallacy of democracy. Those protesters have started a fire that's going to burn straight through the whole system. But you can't blame them for the fact that your system has been flammable to begin with. That's your fault. The way you built your system made this inevitable. If you'd built your system on truth and honesty, on justice and genuine morality and on decency and fairness, well, no one will be able to burn it down. But you built it. You decided, you chose to build it on deceit and hypocrisy, on unfairness and exploitation and bigotry, violence, racism, greed, and oppression. And that's all highly combustible. Those are highly combustible materials, you know. In hindsight, maybe it wasn't such a good idea to put a torch in the hand of the Statue of Liberty.